Yes, under chapter 90 of the Florida statutes, I want to cross-examine the cop.
Well, let's get the
I want to cross-examine him.
One at a time. Come up here, have a seat.
I want to face him. I want the cop hero on the other side. And then I want to cross-examine them. Yeah, but it seems to me like the court is filled with all kinds of traps and tricks, and you know. Yeah, and under Chapter 90, I want to impeach the credibility of that cop.
Do you want me to interrupt you every time you talk?
You can, if you want to, then I'll interrupt you.
Well, I don't want you to interrupt me, so I'm not going to interrupt you. But you do not interrupt me. Understand me?
Right, Maria. Okay. See, here's the thing. Anytime I try to explain something, they're good at interrupting people. You know?
Whatever they do,
they like to play their game.
Enough.
I am not with the police department.
Okay.
I am losing this hearing.
Oh, sorry about that. Sorry.
And we're going to do it the right way. If we can't do it the right way, we're not going to have a hearing. You understand me? So you be quiet when other people are talking, and when you're talking, we'll be quiet. But if you're not going to be quiet when so I can hear what everybody else has got to say, then you're going to be a disruption.
Okay, Maria.
And we're not going to have the hearing.
Okay, it just seems...
You're interrupting me already. Now, you have not been sworn in, so please raise your right hand. I'm sworn in.
You swear an affirmed testimony you're about to give is the truth to help you, God.
Yes.
All right. Now, Mr. What's going to happen now is I'm going to hear from the officer. Do not interrupt him. Don't do it.
Okay. All right. Okay. And
sit there. You're free to observe. You're free to listen. You're free to think about what questions you're going to ask. I don't want to hear your interruption. I want to hear what he's got to say. Understand me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, good.
I'm Officer Mayor with the Panama City Police Department. On Friday, September 14th, 2018, at approximately 10:23 p.m., I was sitting stationary in the 800 block of Harrison in a vacant parking lot. I observed Mr. traveling northbound on Harrison Avenue on a bicycle that was equipped with lights. It had a white light on the front, and it also had two white lights on the rear. Pulled out of the parking lot, made contact with Mr. and identified him by his Florida driver's license, or by his ID card, and explained to him that he had to have red lights on the back of the vehicle. He stated that he was not going to put red lights on the back of his bike because he did not want to blend in with traffic. And I tried to explain to him that the state statute says he has to have red lights on the back of his bike, and he didn't want to hear it, and he was issued a citation accordingly.
All right. All right. Now, Mr. Fox, do you have any questions?
Yes, I got some questions for you. Okay. Let me ask you something. Did you break any laws? Do you remember me warning you about 918.13 of Florida statutes? To alter, conceal an official investigation, I insisted on writing down my side. You didn't allow me. That's a 5-year prison sentence, whether you know it or not. Okay, Sergeant Stryker was there. Okay, yeah, he was there. He was there too. And what you were doing is you were just messing around. You wasn't in a high crime area where the crime's going on Friday night. Okay? And the thing is I consider this a hate crime. What is the sign I have on my bike? That's right. So you did a hate crime on me. That's right. And you know what? If I have to, I'll put red and blue lights on there and mimic a police officer, because I got hit by Officer Brewer several years ago. Okay? I got hit, and that punk there did not chased the guy who hit me, and I had blood all over my hands and everything like that. Maria?
Let me just ask you this.
Yeah.
Do you have a question of the officer?
Yeah, yeah.
What's the question?
Let me ask you something. Let me ask you something. Were you in an area that was a high crime area that night?
We do have high crime in that area.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You weren't in Foxwood Apartments or anything like that. Okay, now, Sergeant Stryker, whether you know it or not, okay, how about when you lied, okay, when I was calling about them boom cars, okay, and another... Another time.
We're not questioning Stryker yet.
I'm gonna question him. Daggone right.
You will, but not right now because he hasn't come and testified yet. We're just talking about this officer right now.
So let me ask you something. Let me ask you something. Would you rather me be as visible as possible on my bicycle?
I'd rather you be in accordance with the state.
No. First of all, number one, I'm asking you a question. Would you rather, if the state law only required red? Can you explain to me the reason why the Panama City Police Department, Fire Department, has white blinking lights on the back? How many tickets did you write after you wrote my ticket?
For what?
For white blinking lights on the back of a vehicle.
I haven't.
In other words, you didn't see these power trucks going up and down the road with the white blinking lights on the back of it, right?
Emergency strobe lights.
No. White blinking lights. I got an emergency light on my bicycle. As a matter of fact...
Your bicycle is not a vehicle.
Because the thing is, I'm going to do anything I can to prevent myself from being hit. Okay? Now, I'd like to know something. Which is more visible? Red or white?
They're both visible.
Let me ask you something. On a searchlight out at sea, a lighthouse tower, what color's the light?
I would assume white.
Why do you think it's white?
Not sure, but the state statute says it has to be red.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter about the facts of that, because first of all, number one, are you trying to get me killed on my bicycle? No, I'm asking you. Do you want me to be as visible as possible? Yes or no?
Of course, but I also
okay,
want
you want me to be visible
Mr. Clark, stop yelling.
All right.
Take it down a notch.
Okay.
Take it down
did
a
you,
notch.
Did you allow me to write down my side while adventure clears my mind?
You never asked to write down your side.
You just lied, okay? You just lied right there. You committed perjury under 837 of the Florida statutes right here. Okay? Because you got reporters, right? Right?
What's me?
You have recorders. You have ways of recording me, right?
I do have a body mic.
Okay. So you're telling me you reviewed that and you heard me not demanding my 1913, the Florida statute. You didn't hear me saying that it is a felony when you do not allow me to write down my side. That's an altering, concealing, an official investigation.
You were allowed
to write down your side when events were clearest. But I wasn't.
Okay. Let's just say, I'll take note of the fact that you
I'm not finished.
Wait, well then let me finish saying that.
Yeah.
Let's move on from this topic. I think I understand that you wanted to write your side down and you believe the officer did not let you write your side down.
Okay, I know for a fact he committed a felony under 918.13 of Florida statutes.
That's part of your argument. Let's move on to a different.
Okay.
Well,
I want to know why'd you want to become a cop?
That's not relevant.
Oh, yes, yeah, very important. That's
Mr.
Very
enough. We're going to keep it about the traffic citation and nothing else. Okay, that's all we're here for. Do you understand me?
Okay. All right. Okay. So I want to ask you a question. Do you want me as visible as possible on my bicycle? Do you want me as visible as possible on my bicycle? Answer my question.
Again, I've already answered.
No, you didn't. Okay. So the thing is, Maria, if you have red in a fender bender and somebody bumps somebody, and another reason why I have a light blinking light. Matter of fact, let me tell you what else I'm doing right now. Let me show you what I create. Can I come up here and show you? Can I show you?
I can see from here.
You can see here? I'm glad you got good eyesight. Mm-hmm. Okay? See this right here? Okay? this is what I got now, and I'm going to have it on my bike. I'm going to have this on my bike.
That's totally acceptable.
No, it's, no, I'm going to have that on the back of my bike right there, because you can see that flashing. I invented a style of where it not only shines here, it shines down on the road, and it creates a great big white glow, and the cars go way around me like they never did before.
Okay, let me ask you something, Mr. Erkins. That's a great thing. I'm glad you came up with that.
Mm-hmm.
Are any of the lights in the back of your bike red?
No, and I refuse to have red because I don't want to get killed. Not only that, I had a bunch of red reflectors. If you look in the Florida statutes, it states all I got to do is have red reflective tape. I had that. Now, I'd like to know why it is. How many other bicyclists have you stopped for? I want to know. How many others? Now, I want to ask you a question here. Look at me.
Yes, sir, Mr.
Look at me. Okay? I want to know. Yes or no? Do you want me to be as bright as possible and safe as possible? Yes or no?
Of course I want you to be safe, Mr.
Then what is
the
reason why? Okay.
Now, listen to me. You asked me a question.
Mm-hmm.
When
yeah.
Okay. Of course I want you to be safe, but you also have to be within the law.
Yeah,
the law says red light.
The law also one time had it to where if somebody couldn't go through a light because the lights are not designed to recognize a bicycle, the coil does not recognize a bicycle. There were many bicyclists that ended up having to go through the light, and they were charged with a red light. And right now, there are lights right now. I would rather you get back to blindfolded monkeys on the switches there.
Okay, Mr.
You say?
Stop.
Okay, we're going to move on to the next witness, okay? Because I think I understand your argument with this officer, in a nutshell.
And so I'm exceeding the law.
Mr. Fowler, I'm not listening.
I'm exceeding it.
I understand your argument with this, the argument you have with this particular officer.
Yeah, I'm going to the spirit of the law.
And that you have a lot of white lights and you've made yourself a flashing kind of blue light to be more visible. You don't want to have red lights because you think it's dangerous, right?
It blends in.
Okay.
Just like when you put on this bubble gum machine.
All right, so now we're going to move on to the next witness. Because we do have, we gotta get this the show on the road.
Well, why is there time? I've waited over 6 months. Why hurry me up?
Because we've got more cases than you, Mr.
Fowler. We're only going to argue this particular tragedy. We're not going to argue all the law in America and all the different problems that are going on. I just want to focus on this one traffic ticket. I understand your argument with this officer in reference to this one traffic ticket. We have another witness here, Officer Stryker. We're going to hear from him. And you can ask him questions when we hear from him.
Okay.
All right. Did you, you came in late? All right, you swear.
You swear in front of testimony you're about to give the truth, so you got it.
I do.
Officer, if you would ask him some questions. Okay.
I conducted a traffic stop on Mr. when you showed up as backup, correct? Can you tell me what color the lights were on the back of his bicycle?
I observed two white lights to the rear.
And did you observe any red lights?
No.
And was this on September 14th of 2018?
Correct.
All right, Mr. Fair, any questions of Officer
Yes, Stryker? Yes. I'd like to know something. I'd like to know the reason why you threatened me at trespass at McDonald's.
That's irrelevant to this
case. No, that's very important. How about
you're going to keep this to the traffic citation at hand. Nothing else.
All right, let me ask you something. You want me safe as possible? And visible as possible when I'm riding on the road?
I want you legal as possible.
No. Legal don't count. Legal don't count.
Question, Randy.
It don't count.
The statute says white lights to the front.
I don't care. I'll put red and blue lights on to mimic a cop to keep the cars from hitting me. Do you want me safe as possible? No, I want to know something. Do you want me safe as possible?
The white light.
Hear me out. Answer my question. Answer my question. Do you want me safe as possible?
You know I do, Randy. You know I love
You're a liar. Because otherwise,
Mr.
know
Mr.
that red is nowhere near it.
We're not going to call people liars here. You asked
me. Hey, he's
the truth.
Okay,
and for the record, he didn't ask Officer Merritt.
Produce your recording. That's a lie right there.
Yes,
stop.
Whatever he was.
That's a lie right there.
He asked me about it, and I said he could write down anything he wanted.
And preserve it for the courts. You didn't do that.
You could present.
No, you altered, concealed, and destroyed an official investigation.
No.
Yes, you did. 918.13 of Florida statutes. It's a 5-year prison sentence.
Mister, do you have any other questions of the officer?
I'm just stating facts.
Okay, I heard it.
And I'm hoping that you will put that on the record there and put these people in prison for altering, concealing, and destroying an official investigation, because I was at a severe disadvantage when I could write down my side. There were some witnesses nearby. Okay? Now, I'd like to know something. Which is more visible, white or red? That's a lie right there. Okay, lighthouse towers. What color are lighthouse towers? Oh, and why? Okay, let me ask you something. Did you see any power trucks going up and down the road since Hurricane Michael happened?
This
is very important.
Mr. Stop. That's got nothing to do.
It's got nothing to do.
You need to stop. Just stop.
It has to do with blinking white lights.
It's got nothing to do with your traffic ticket.
Yes,
absolutely
it does.
Nothing. No, it doesn't. I'm not going to argue with you. Stop talking.
Okay.
And listen to Maria Dykes.
All right. Is your question, has the officer seen lights on emergency vehicles? Is that your question?
Not emergency vehicles that were on power truck vehicles. Also on the Panama City Fire Department has white blinking lights on the back.
Okay, got it.
Okay?
Have you seen those?
Yes.
Okay, there. Question answered.
Okay, so since you've seen them, did you write them a citation? Why not?
We haven't written a ticket in probably 2 years.
Let me ask you something. Well, why didn't you write them? There's a whole bunch of power trucks that are going up and down the road with white blinking lights. We're talking about the white blinking lights and giving an example. And giving an example of other people that is yellow.
Okay, Mr. Do you have any other questions in relation to this traffic ticket of the officer?
It seems to me like you're trying to corner me.
I'm not trying to corner you. And I just want to talk about this traffic ticket. I don't want to talk about it.
I find it awfully interesting when Greg Wilson was being tried, all kinds of stuff could go on, and attorneys could take hours and hours and hours that I could have done in 5 minutes. And so I want to know something. Do you want me safe as possible when I ride my bicycle?
Absolutely.
Okay. Then which is more visible? White or red?
Okay.
Which is more visible, white or
red?
Either.
That's a lie right there. Okay. White is.
Mr. Fowler, you've already asked those questions, okay? And they've answered them again. We're not going to sit here for another, however long, keep it, and then ask the same questions over and over. Do you have any new questions of the officers that they have not already answered? And listen, we're not going to call anybody a liar in here either.
What if it's the truth?
It's not appropriate. Do you have any new questions of the officer?
I want to ask you, do you want me safe as possible?
Yes, that, Mr.
I want it again.
No, you're not going to ask it again.
I already heard the answer, okay? And if you've asked both officers that question multiple times, they've answered it multiple times.
That's right. And so, I got a kid on my bicycle. I get cussed at every day. Mm-hmm. I get people telling me to get off the road. John L. Shelf was Bay County Sheriff. Okay? I used to have a yellow blinking light on the back of my bicycle, on my cap here. Maybe you knew Pam Smoke. She used to be a hearing officer prosecutor. Sadly, she passed on from cancer. I had a yellow blinking light, and this idiot had nothing else to do but to write me a ticket, even though I was trying to make myself more visible. He said it was not on my bicycle. I said, well, gee whiz. I said, why don't you take your bubble gum machine and bolt it underneath your car? It'll still be on your car. So what I'm trying to do is I'm doing precedent right now. I am going to keep on doing white lights because it creates an illusion when a car's going down the road. They think there are a lot of bicyclists that will face traffic because they want to see the car. I prefer to create the illusion by having lights going towards them, and they think, oh, they're seeing me. Because a lot of times when a motorist sees you, and you seeing them, they think, oh, they might be able to identify me. But if I'm from the rear, I've had them to where they buzz my handlebars. And I'd like to know how many tickets have you written with cars getting too close to bicyclists when they're supposed to be 3 feet away? That's 316.083 of the Florida statutes. How many tickets have you written for that?
I don't think it's
083. I know it's 316.083 of the Florida statutes. You don't think?
You're creating an illusion of it.
Oh, no, that's right. And I'm going to keep on doing it.
Some cars to turn into oncoming traffic. And hit another car head on because they think a motorcycle's coming at them.
Hey, I'll do it. I'll do anything. I'll do anything to keep them cars away from me, because the difference is if a car hits a car, it's a fender bender. If it's me, huh? Let me ask you something. Do you protect bicyclists every time you see a car getting too close?
Absolutely.
Do you ticket them?
Absolutely, I would.
You ain't never seen it. You lied right there.
17 years, I've never seen that happen.
You've never seen cars coming too close to a bicycle. I can't believe that. I see it every day.
Okay. All right, Mr. Any other questions pertaining to this particular
case? I'm going on precedent.
Okay.
The precedent is it's going to be any bicyclist can use any kind of light. I don't care if it's a red and blue light to mimic a cop car.
Okay.
To keep motorists away. Because I'm very frail, I'm vulnerable. All it takes is for a car to take and hit me, and for another car to hit another car, there might be a dent or something like that. Me, I would be dead.
Okay.
And so I want to set precedent as of December 13th, 2018, from now on, anybody who rides a bicycle and uses any kind of means. School buses have white strobe lights on them. Did you know that? The Bay County school buses have white strobe lights. They don't have yellow. Because in fog conditions, yellow don't show up. If it's bad rain, stormy, yellow don't show up like white. Okay? So I intend, because I got to protect myself. I'm calling this an act of civil disobedience, because the thing is, this is, I need to protect myself. And I'd like to know, do they want me killed? That's what I'm wondering. Because there was an Officer Brewer, when I got hit on my bike. You know Officer Brewer? Mike Brewer, that idiot clown? Okay, when I got hit, near Balboa Avenue and 15th Street. He smirked at me like, I wish, too bad you didn't get dead. I gave him my bloody hand where the white passenger mirror came off. I gave it to him. It was a dark metallic blue. He didn't even do anything.
Okay. All right, Mr. So, I see also that you have submitted a 28-page brief, which I certainly need to read and consider. So what I'm going to do is I am going to take this ruling under advisement, and I'm going to read your 28-page brief and then make my ruling after that. All right?
Okay. And I'd like to know the reason why they aren't being in jail for perjury and altering, concealing, and destroying an official investigation. And if that statute is there and they want
to
do it,
take that to the Panama City Police Department, ask for a supervisor, and they'll handle
that.
Listen to me, stop talking over me. And they will handle that for you. Now gather your things. Ms. Dykes has made her ruling. You'll get something in the mail. Have a nice day. And don't step on your glasses. They're all over the floor there.
Now let me ask you something.
No, we're done talking. Gather your things. It's time to go.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? Huh? No, I'm going to do a white light. I'm going to do a white light. I'm going to keep on doing it. I'm going to keep on doing it. I'm going to put red and blue lights on. How about that? I'll mimic a cop. How about that? Red and blue.
Okay.
See, the system is rigged in favor of the cop. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is.
Got it? You good?
I'm trying.
Okay. What's up there, son? trying.
He's a liar.
Okay.
He's a liar because,
you
know,
stuff
yeah,
there.
He should have, why didn't he produce his recording where I didn't say anything? He's a liar.
It's time to go.
He did perjury.
I got to set up.
Okay. But he did perjury, and I hope you take that into consideration, Maria Dyke. I want him arrested. Also concealing, destroying official investigation. I want you to take that into consideration, please. Read my...
Okay.
Read my PDF.
She's going to read it.
Very carefully read my PDF oath arrest and prosecution.
Okay. All right.
I just want you to look at the case of...
Time to go.
John L. Shuff.
Okay.
Look at that case, too, of Pamela Smoke.
Grab your stuff. Time to go.
Not Pamela Smoke.
Grab your bag.
Okay.
You're good. You got everything. Let's go. Thank you.
All right.
Have a better day. You get something to make.
I want them in prison.
Okay.
They can lie. They can lie in court.
Right.
They can lie. They can lie in court.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Partner, okay. I didn't get my chest x-ray though. Partner.
How are you?